Oh, yeah. Welcome to Six Pack Sessions. Six topics, six beers, 60 minutes, kinda.
Approximately.
Sometimes. And we may or may not have seven topics today. It just depends on how we feel.
I've already forgotten all of them.
Well, we're going to keep Harold in charge of that because he's got the list on his phone right there. Once again, I'm Mac. I'm here with Harold and Ginger. Go ahead and say hi, guys.
What's up?
What's going on?
Hiya.
I've noticed last week that we didn't plug our social media, so I'm at Mac_Nificent on everything. Ginger, do you have a Twitter now? I know you do because you retweeted me.
I'm at TylerHaston64.
Okay, we're going to have to spell that out.
HaystoN64.
Cool. But the Tyler in front of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is everything except for Facebook, and I'm not giving you that anymore.
Yeah, Facebook's for losers and moms.
Yeah, you're right.
Because my mom's not a loser. I love my mom. Harold, where are you at?
She's a nice lady. I've actually never met your mom before.
You've never met my mom?
No.
You came to the campground, huh?
Yeah, but I never met Mac's mom, though. Mm.
You probably met her and not realized.
Yeah, you probably. She's all over the place.
Anyways, hit me up at the Classic Rolled on Twitter. I say it weird every time.
The Classic Rolled.
At
the Classic Rolled.
At Classic Rolled. at.
All right.
At Classic Rolled.
Before we get started, I have to pee. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God!
Gotta open up
Don't
another.
Say, oh my God! You believe every
time the king. He's
got the
of
glass
the
bottles
throne.
Up in here.
Well, just you know, I'm classy.
Champagne of beers.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What is that Thanks, you're man. Drinking on, Harold?
Today I'm going to be drinking the Mississippi Fire Ant by Southern Prohibition.
Can y'all hear that?
I don't know what that is.
It's just me and my headphone. It's my zipper.
What flavor is that?
What flavor is it?
What flavor is that?
Beer flavor.
what flavor is that?
It's like cinnamon, I guess. Like a I haven't had it in a while.
It's all right.
It's cinnamon flavored? You fucking with me?
It has like a little cinnamon flavor to it.
Let him try it.
Yeah, you can try. It's good stuff.
His face right now is not amused.
Amused and confused.
Ooh, that tastes like shit.
What?
All right, here, let me see it. Let's
Ooh,
all go
that's bad.
This.
That tastes like a beat of Christmas ale. That's some shit.
That's some gross stuff,
That
dude.
Is some shit.
That's good.
Imperial Red Ale.
Oh, man.
You don't like that?
No.
No.
Ooh.
All right, well.
It's not as good as I remember, but I was also in college and didn't have a lot of
What are
standards.
You drinking on there, Mac?
What do you mean? What do you mean standards? You're acting like I have like a terrible taste in beer or something.
Yeah, well, after tasting that, you might.
Okay.
I'm drinking a Miller High Life in a glass bottle because I'm white trash and classy at the same
hey,
time.
Hey, that's the champagne of beers you're talking
did
about.
Did you see they're coming out with a champagne bottle for Miller High Life
oh,
for
yeah,
New Year's? And I'm buying a million of them.
Hell yeah.
I'm also going to buy some.
Hell
Not a million,
yeah.
No, I'm going to buy two or three of them, like two to drink and one to save forever.
This is
and ever.
A Miller household? Yeah. We're going to have one of those at
Absolutely.
New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. What are you drinking? Yeah. Ginger.
Thanks for asking.
Since you were asking everybody else, I figured I'd ask you too.
This is a Chandelier Island Brewing Company, Little Miss Sour Tangerine Sour.
That's gross, man. Y'all
that's
both
that good,
that
good.
Gross beer.
That's
Boy,
that good stuff right there.
6% alcohol.
By the way, you care how much alcohol's in it. It doesn't kill the taste.
Where'd you buy those at? At the gas station?
The little Punjabi stand down the road.
All right, we're going to move past that real quick. We're all drinking different beers today, and
yeah.
I know I said I was going to drink Miller High Life for most of this.
These are weird.
Or no, Miller Lite, I'm sorry, for all these podcasts.
I also said
but,
that.
But, you know, we're going to branch out a
this
little bit.
This is weird.
I'm gonna
this comes in a four-pack. You know that?
Does it really?
Yeah.
How are you going to buy a four-pack for six-pack sessions?
I bought two of them, so I have eight of them.
How are you going to buy eight packs for eight
at packs? Look, if he puts two away...
Yeah, you can
save those for later.
Save them for later.
Then you buy another four-pack. What do you got?
Hey, look at that.
No, I'm not doing math right now. You should have just bought four or three of them to begin with.
Three? You can't do that. You can't piece them out. You got to buy them whole.
No, I mean, like, you should have bought three four-packs.
Oh, I got you.
And had two six-packs.
That would have been smart.
No, they're like $8.50 a piece.
Damn. So. It was $8.99 for 12 glass bottle
you
Miller
think
High
I don't
Lives.
Know how much High Life costs?
I know you know how much it costs. I'm just telling our fans, all both of them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
See, now you hate it. You hate it now.
I don't hate it.
It's terrible.
It's only my second time having it.
Taste this compared
no,
to
I
that.
I already know. I
we
know
already know how that
wanna,
tastes.
I know it's really good. I don't want to ruin this sports. I'm trying to ruin it.
Any more than we've already ruined it.
Yeah.
I guess we can get started now since we've all bashed each other's beer, except for mine because it's the greatest.
We all know High Life's the best.
Yeah.
High Life sorts that.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the cheapest, but it tastes the best.
Yeah,
it's cheaper than Miller Lite.
And you're just classy when you got that glass bottle
in your
hand.
Did I tell you all about that? Yeah, you're right. Did I tell you all about that fella that ranked all the light beers, American beers?
You told me about it.
Yeah, did I tell you about his name's Eugene Lee Yang. He's from the Try Guys, and he drank all these. He did like a taste test and then a chug test.
Yeah.
And
Miller High Life
won out.
But you also say he was super drunk at the end, right?
Right, but he did taste them all again, and only he changed a bunch of them, but Miller High Life stayed at the top.
Because it's the best, man.
It is. Rolling Rock was damn near the bottom because he said it tastes like metal medicine.
Yeah.
Well, and then the Rolling Rock, isn't that an IPA?
No, it's just a light beer.
It's super light.
It's like a light lager.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what Hank Davis
drinks. Yeah,
Hank
loves
it.
You know who used to drink
them? I'm pretty sure it's
Hank loves them.
I used to like them, but then I realized what real beer was.
the Natty Light and Natty Ice were the last two.
Oh,
yeah, I can see that. Those are pretty terrible.
And he tried to chug a red steel.
He should have done it.
Yeah,
red or
steel.
Steel reserve. I was thinking of a Red Dog. The other, yeah. He tried to chug one, but they're like 8% alcohol. And he's like, this is just beer flavored vodka. That's all it is.
Yeah, they're pretty rough. I don't know.
He said it was the cheapest one that he had to buy though.
Damn.
Oh, my headphone cut out.
I know, man. This is going to be a problem.
What's that going to say?
Were you going to ask what our first topic is? Because that's what I was about to ask.
No, that's not what I was going to ask.
What were you going to ask?
It's something beer related.
Just think about it, and we'll come back to it. We'll talk about it in the breaking news. Write it down.
Da-da-da-da-da.
No, so. It's not till later.
It's not breaking news time yet.
But it is time for Max's question of the day.
Question of the day. We got to come up with a little jingle for that too. Or I can hit this button.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, sure.
It's got to be something catchy. That's not catchy.
It's Here's
Max
the question.
I wanted
to ask this question specifically for one of our listeners. His name's Andrew Strickland, and I work with him at Margaritaville. He's a real nice guy. A big fan of his, except for when we talk about this.
Was this the guy that you had to drive home from work that one time?
No.
Okay. Because we never finished that story. But
right, and we never will.
What
because
happened to that guy?
He still works at Margaritaville. The other guys that he was talking about do not, but we can't talk about it on here because people from Margaritaville listen to this podcast, and I'm not allowed to talk about it. So I'll have to tell you guys off the podcast. I'm not going to tell y'all because it's against the rules.
Aww.
It's HR stuff.
He'll tell us.
Okay, anyways, back to the question.
Andrew Strickland and me, Mac and Abnett, get in an argument almost daily about this. Not the fact that he loves Miller Lite and that's his go-to drink. And he did. That's what he said on the Twitter when he liked my tweet about the podcast. He goes, "You got me at Miller Lite is the beer of the day." And I was like, "Cool, keep listening." This is the question. You know, we always talk about like, is a hot dog a sandwich? Like outside of the podcast, and it's becoming a thing. This is a new thing, not for everybody, but just me and Andrew and anybody that's in the room when we argue. Is a cheesecake a cake?
Or a pie?
Or what is it? What do you think? There's one right answer, and I'm right. Andrew's wrong. And if he wants to...
What does Andrew say?
Andrew says it's a cake, and he's wrong.
Andrew's wrong.
cheesecake is a pie because it has a crust. It's technically a filling. There's no flour. If it's not a pie, then it's a tart. This is a new thing.
Yeah, I was thinking a tart, but I mean, I didn't want to go that.
It's definitely not a cake, though. Am I right?
It's not a cake. Yeah, it's
no,
not a cake.
It's not a cake. It God, has no flour, I'm, no eggs.
It's a pie. It's got
so
a pie.
Proud of you. So proud of you guys.
It's Andrew, you are a fool.
Andrew is a nice guy. We you know, hang out outside of work sometimes.
You should be stoned.
Oh, God.
You mean like high?
No.
Or like hit
with rocks? Nah, Andrew, I'm sure you're a cool guy.
He is a cool guy, except for this fact that he thinks that cheesecake is an actual cake.
No,
he's wrong.
Right.
I have no argument for the other side, so this question of the day is pretty short.
No, right. I mean, it wasn't meant to be like a debate. I mean, we could debate it if you want, because I got all these little questions from eater.com.
Let's get them. Let's get them.
I was trying to think of something.
It's just stuff like, it's like, but it's not baked in a pie pan. Neither is slab pie, so clearly being baked in a baked in a pie pan is not a necessary condition for piehood.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, what makes a pie pan a pie pan? Because you bake a...
Yeah, that's what this whole article about on eater.com.
You make a cheesecake in a 3-inch deep fucking pan.
Yeah.
It's definitely a pie pan.
That could be a pie pan.
But the thing that gets me is it's a crust and a filling. Yeah. That's a pie to me. Yeah. And if it's not a pie, then it's a tart. It's there's so many other desserts it could be, but it's definitely not a cake.
No, it doesn't have flour and eggs, and it's not baked like that. It's not frosted.
Well, and then this is what I was trying to think of the other day.
I mean, there's pound cake, but it usually has a glaze on it.
But that's a cake.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Okay, this one says, but it says cake right there in the name, and then the answer for that question is, and yet Boston cream pie... I'm going to get my tongue right in my mouth. I need more drinks.
Boston cream pie?
Boston cream pie has the word pie in it, and a Boston cream pie is a cake.
With a filling.
With a filling.
It's basically a donut, though.
It says, it turns out our language is inconsistent. Cheesecake is pie. Boston cream pie is cake. The universe moves forward.
Yeah, English.
I didn't read this all the way until I started reading it, and I'm going to finish it. The universe moves forward. We will all die one day. And when all the people who have ever known us die, we will be forgotten into a dark infinity of time. And we're done with this question. That's all we need to know. That's the answer right there. It's Boston cream pie is a cake.
What's his name? Andrew?
Andrew.
Andrew, you're a fool.
Yeah. All right, cool. What's the next topic, Harold? We're done with this.
So the next thing we have is this meme that's been going around. I've mainly seen it on Facebook.
And you hate it, don't you?
Yeah,
dude. It's so funny.
It's the Dexter Laboratory.
I love it, man.
No, it's hilarious. The best one was, can you say something in your accent?
I bet you I can.
Oh, your accent's sexy. Can you say something in your accent? And Dexter leans over and says, instead of saying remote control, he says, mo control.
It's funny whenever I hear it. If I read it, I'm like, man, that's so fucking stupid.
Yeah, because you can't hear your accent.
You got to say it in your head, man.
Yeah.
But I don't say it like that, though.
You got to get one of your redneck friends to say it.
Exactly. Man, that's funny. I need my Bankley friend to say it.
Hey, Bankley friend, can you read this for me real quick? Then it'll be funny.
Yeah, you're right.
Get me to read it.
Hey, where are you from with that cute accent? Mississippi.
Mississippi. So funny.
Oh, my God.
Man, I'm a fan of it. I love that.
I love it. It's hilarious.
I love Dexter growing up as a kid and everything.
I still love Dexter.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not saying I don't like it anymore.
Not the show Dexter. Dexter's Lab.
Yeah. Man,
I've never seen Dexter.
I meant Dexter's Lab, not
I know, not but the show just Dexter. To clarify.
Yeah. So, I don't know. There's only been one that I really laughed at, but it didn't even really make sense,
honestly. You'll appreciate this.
What does that say?
Guys like this have a 150% chance of talking about cars and dreaming about women.
It's Alan Jackson. It's Alan Jackson. Are you just looking up memes on Facebook now? That's funny.
But no, the only one that I saw that I actually laughed at a lot was one that had Kelso from That 70s Show on it. And it just said, like, say something in your accent. And he said, well, damn, Jackie, I can't change the weather.
Can't change the weather.
That's the only thing you laugh. And it didn't even really make sense, honestly. Someone
it didn't,
just,
but that's why it's funny.
Yeah, so that's
I found
why I
one right
it.
Here.
All right, go for it.
Tell me again the first rule of... All right, we're back.
All right, go ahead and read your meme.
All right, this one says, tell me again the first rule of being a ninja. Don't be ninja or nobody.
Don't need no ninja.
Don't need no ninja.
That's fucking hilarious.
See, like, I know what it's from, and I just...
Don't be ninja, man. Nobody. Don't need no ninja.
I'm not...
Don't fight it, Harold. You know it's funny.
I'm smiling because you guys are laughing. That's what's making me laugh.
But it's funny.
No.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to either talk more in depth about this and take the whole podcast to explain to you how this is funny. And I don't think I have the time or the crayons to explain this to you.
I don't know, man. It's just this meme isn't for me. And
I really love it, man.
Like, the moth meme was terrible. This meme
I never
terrible.
Even understood that.
I didn't understand the moth meme.
It was I bet just, that started with some
what was
awful
it about?
Meme, and then it just blew
It was
up.
Just about a moth that wants to, like, go to lights. So people were like...
So a moth being a moth?
Yeah, people were throwing it into stuff like...
That had no reason.
It was an inside joke that blew up, and everybody laughed at it because they wanted to be a part of the inside joke.
There you go.
Okay.
I didn't like that meme. I love the Dexter's
Lab. Dexter's Lab meme is funny.
Man, I just can't get behind it.
I'm off
it. But the weird thing is I've only seen it on Facebook. I don't ever see it on Twitter. And I'm like a deep meme follower on Twitter, dude.
Don't follow the right kind of memes.
No, yeah. I follow the
right. Well, it's
right
also
ones.
More of a local thing.
Yeah.
That is something I noticed. It's a lot of just country stuff, so.
Yeah, this country.
Stop. Stop. Country as in like Stop. Mississippi country.
Stop it.
Like redneck.
Whoa, that's an offensive term. I'm not a redneck. I am white trash and I'm proud of it.
White trash and proud.
Anyways, so yeah.
All right. Are we going to move on now, or are we going to keep talking about this?
Because I'm done with
I can
that.
Only take you not being funny so far, or not having a sense of humor.
Yeah, not being appreciative.
I laugh at everything, and I'm sure everyone that listens to this podcast knows that. Because
you
I
laughed
laugh
at yourself tonight at Murky Waters. I swear that you said it and then busted
go
out.
Go ahead and tell them what happened.
I don't even remember what you said.
I didn't say it.
What did
bullshit?
Oh yeah.
David said. God, I can't even say it now. David said, "Hey, what is he riding? A bull?" No, that's bullshit. And then I was like,
said,
oh,
like we're talking about our friend fighting.
He said more like bullshit.
Oh, he said fighting bull.
Yeah. And Harold busted out laughing, but it did sound like you said it.
No, I just looked down and laughed. And then Max said, Harold, did you just laugh at your own joke? Because I was the only
okay,
one
first of all, I laugh at my own jokes all the time. But the way that I saw it in my head and heard it in my ears and it processed in my brain is you said that and then like died laughing.
Yeah. I was laughing.
And that's a whole nother level. I giggle at myself all the time. But I don't ever like cry laughing like you were at yourself.
I wasn't crying laughing, but
I mean, you're on the verge of it.
I was looking down laughing a lot, but that's because David always makes you laugh like that.
David's
so
funny.
I can't. All right, I got another Dexter's Lab meme.
All right, we'll do one more and then we're going to move on.
I love your rod and reel. How do you keep it so clean? WD-40.
God.
WD-40. Is it spelled like weird?
WD-40.
D-U-B-Y-A-D-E-E-F-A-W-T. That's funny.
It's spelled like a WWE.
WWE. I like how you spelled that in our group chat, too.
What's your favorite drink? Sweet tea.
Okay, that's it.
All right, we're moving on. What do we talk about next?
Sports.
Sports. Wait, no, that's for the breaking news. I'm not going to do that.
What's in breaking news?
Sports.
Sports.
Yay, sports.
Sports. There you go.
Yeah.
That's better.
Sports.
Can we just, can you like pull that for the next one and I'll put it on my soundboard and then that'll be our, and then us just going sports. Yeah.
Sports.
Cut that and send it to me.
Copy that. I'm not going to cut it.
Fuck you.
Cutting would eliminate it.
What'd you have for the sports topics? Oh my god.
Yeah, that was for you.
That's a terrible picture, man.
What is it? Who is is that David?
Hanging upside down. And then Carrie sent, I got a picture of the ghost that's haunting your house.
Oh, that's in the breaking news section, so that's a spoiler alert.
Oh my god.
Let me look up this. Okay, Nathan Peterman was the quarterback for the Buffalo Bills for a while, and he got cut because he sucks. Okay.
Their fourth string stepped up and was like dominating.
Yeah, he did all right. But this, oh fuck! See where I saved that?
Yeah.
Okay, Nathan Peterman was awful, and everybody
terrible,
knew it.
Yeah.
Terrible. All right,
terrible knucklehead.
NFL memes Instagrammed this, and I died a little bit inside. Not laughing. I was just like, I feel so bad for this guy.
Yeah.
But it's also very hilarious. It says, this is talking about Nathan Peterman. This is Andrew Rogers.
Andrew.
I was thinking about Andrew Strickland again because I'm reading the cheesecake thing on my computer screen still and
Andrew
I hold my phone.
Rogers.
Aaron Rodgers of the
Great
Green Bay
quarterback.
Packers.
Amazing.
One of the goats, Andrew Rogers. Roberts. Who's Andrew Roberts went to high school with us. Anyway.
I don't know who that is.
All right. Let's move on. Forget what I was going to say because I can't talk. I'm not drunk enough.
He was Haley Roberts' older brother.
Okay. Yeah. He's all right. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to actually read instead of trying to do this from memory while it's in my hand. Aaron Rodgers could throw 1,240 consecutive interceptions on 1,240 pass attempts and still have a better career touchdown to interception ratio than Nathan Peterman.
Oh my God.
Is that true,
though? It's true. I mean, if it's not true, then NFL memes, which is run by the NFL, is lying to me, and still, it's hilarious. But wait, there's more.
They're clowning this dude.
Nathan Peterman once threw three interceptions and zero touchdowns in a game, and his passer rating went up from 20.8 to 30.7.
Oh my God.
How do you keep this guy at starting quarterback?
I don't know, but
for
wait.
10 games but wait, into a season, or 9
there's
games.
There's more.
I wish y'all could see my face right now.
Yeah, we got to get a camera in here, man. Nathan Peterman, formerly of the Buffalo Bills, finishes his tenure having a lower QB rating than if he would have simply spiked the ball straight into the ground on every single play of his career.
Oh, my God.
Holy
shit. Oh, my God.
Man.
That's insane.
And then the caption is, an illustrious career comes to an end. I thought that last one is bad. Like, I mean, I could do that.
Say, you think, you think the Browns will pick him up?
Yeah, having backup Baker Mayfield.
No, I gotta start him.
Yeah, they're gonna start him over Baker.
Yeah, you need to. That kind of record, man. Yeah, too.
That was rough, man.
That blew my mind, because when I read the first one, I was like, the next one is just gonna be talking about that stat, and then they had another stat, and then another stat, and I'm sure there's more like
that. Yeah, they keep going.
Yeah, they just
it was a rabbit hole.
Kept teasing me. All right, I'm done. That's what I want to talk about with sports. Sports.
Did y'all see where in college basketball D3 there was a guy like a I don't even know what teams these were, honestly, but
you're talking about the guy that got elbowed in the face.
Yeah, he shot a three pointer and then his
the guy guarding him ran up to him and elbowed him in the face.
Straight in the face. What? I got it right here.
And he just walked away and the ref was like, "What are you doing?"
The ref didn't even see it. The ref was looking at the goal.
What the fucking cold cocked that.
Yeah,
dude.
It's not even like
That was
he
a,
wasn't trying to block the shot. He
that
wasn't
was
trying
a
to
gangster ass.
The dude shot, landed, followed through. The ball went in the net, and then he got elbowed in the
that
face.
That was a gangster ass elbow right there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was really bad. So I saw that he actually got banned from campus and everything for doing that.
Good.
What? Yeah, he deserved that. That was ridiculous.
They get expelled, like, from school?
Yeah. He's banned from campus. He can't go
back.
Yeah,
he can't go back to school.
Ever.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
that's what you get for being like that.
But, it was insane. Man.
Like, in my head, I'm like, maybe this team was just blowing him out. And he, in his head, he's like, if they shoot another damn three, I'm taking whoever it is out of this game forever.
That's probably what it was.
And then that little white dude shot a three, and this dude came
over. He fucked up.
And he didn't know what this guy was thinking in his head. And he just decided to take his head off.
Yeah.
Man, that was crazy.
It was pretty
I wish we had videos so we could put it up there.
Oh, man. We'll have
one day.
We can post it on our social medias. And then whenever I get the...
Check it out on Twitter.
Yeah, our Twitters. And then we'll repost the podcast Twitters on our Twitters so you can follow them for future stuff.
Yeah, I like that.
We're still working on logos. I got one half made.
Yeah, it looks really good as well.
Oh, thank you. I got a bottle of wine.
It's all right.
I got a bottle of wine because I didn't have any beer at the house, so I drank a half bottle of wine and finished it up.
There you go. Was it blueberry wine?
It was.
Nice.
From Van Cleef Blueberry Heaven. Not a sponsor.
But I still want some.
It might be.
It could be.
I got connections there.
We could be a six-pack of wine sessions.
Oh, good God almighty.
Six of wine.
I drank a whole bottle of wine the other night in 39 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I drank one when I lived with Scott Cavanaugh. Name drop. I drank a whole bottle of wine in 39 minutes, and I can't beat that 39-minute mark. I mean, I could, but I'd like to enjoy the wine.
Yeah.
I really just wanted
There's really no enjoying it.
I really just I really just wanted one glass of wine, and then I woke up the next morning on my couch with an empty bottle of wine on the floor next to me. I'm a lightweight too, man.
Because when I drink alone,
you're not a lightweight dude.
I prefer to be by myself.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I love wine, man, but I don't know. I haven't drank it in a while. I just You want, I only drink it whenever I'm.
You want to buy a bottle of blueberry wine?
$40 for free. No.
Huh?
No, it's not that expensive.
What'd you say?
$40.
I was about to say. I was like, what?
It's $15 to $20, depending on how much I like you.
So, $10.
$20.
<Yeah. laughs> Price just went up, partner.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get cocky.
Okay, so the next thing I want to talk to
you about. I'm nursing it.
You nursing that beer?
Drank hardly any of this, but I'll get rid of this one real quick.
You've been talking a lot, dude.
I have. I can't put beer in my mouth if the words are coming out of it.
Dude,
hey, how about y'all talk for a minute?
You can try.
This Little Miss Sour, tangerine sour, this is some dangerous stuff.
It really is.
It's like Kool-Aid, man.
What's the percentage on that?
6%. That's like 4.5.
4.6?
Hey, close enough.
4.6.
I guess I undercut it, but... Disrespected the high life.
Yeah, don't disrespect the high life. Whoa, I kicked the table. I'm sorry. What else we got in the world of sports, guys?
This is 8.
Let's talk about your fantasy record.
That's
why it tastes like shit, probably.
He's trying to dodge the question.
No,
how about your fantasy record? This beer is 8%.
This is crazy.
Let's get an update from Harold Scruggs.
Just tell us your record. You don't have to go into detail. Just... 0-10.
Did you make changes?
Every week.
So it is bad coaching. It's the same thing we talked about in the first podcast.
I drafted Tom Brady number one. He got 10 points last week.
Yeah, because you drafted Tom Brady number one.
Any person would draft
Tom Brady. Why'd you keep Tom Brady?
I've never played with the same person that drafted a quarterback in the first round. You're the only other person that I've ever seen draft a quarterback on the
you
first
drafted
round.
A quarterback number one?
Number one overall?
Yeah.
In the first
one.
Round.
Yeah.
The only other person was Josh Thrash. He always picks Drew Brees first. Or I say always. He did the one time.
Who'd you draft first?
Are you not listening to the podcast? Tom
Brady, number one. Yeah. And then he also had Zach Ertz.
Round. Zach Ertz was like number three, I think. I had Devonta Freeman. He was number two.
See, that's a good pick.
No, it wasn't.
Devonta Freeman in the second round is a good pick.
Normally.
I mean, yeah, you didn't know he was going to get hurt in week six or seven or whatever it was.
I have terrible luck. That's the reason.
I got David Johnson.
You should have got Andrew Luck
pick.
In the eighth round, and you'd have
you
great
been
luck.
Trash.
I got David Johnson.
You're probably right.
David Johnson, first pick.
Number one overall?
Yeah. Minnesota okay. Vikings defense, second.
I can't help that, man. Hey, I beat the number one guy in the league last week.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think the first time someone picked the defense after Ginger was like the sixth round.
All right, well, what's your lineup for this coming up week?
I'm making the comeback.
Tell me your lineup and who they're playing.
Somebody accepted a trade from me.
Ooh, that's not going to help you at all.
No, it is. I got Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, who picked that
dude,
big
dude, he's
man?
Better than I did.
You picked him up off the waiver wire?
Yeah.
Trade accepted.
I thought I traded, because I did offer a trade to somebody, but I don't think
but it's just waiver wire.
I just picked Adam
Tom Brady has a... Tom Brady has
let,
a...
Let me... Give me
no,
your phone.
No.
Give me your phone.
No. So,
this is Batman now.
No.
I'll give you mine. I'll let you read mine.
Hold on. I'm doing mine first.
All right. We'll let Harold read his.
So, I got Ben Roethlisberger starting this week because Tom Brady's out. I got Patrick Lindsay. I think that's his first name. Is it Philip? It's Philip. Philip Lindsay. Adrian Peterson.
We're not sports guys.
I'm not an NFL guy, really, honestly.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson football. Is still a dog at this age,
He's been killing
man.
It, yeah.
It's not a bad team at all.
Golden
and
Tate.
And I still lose.
Tyler Boyd from the Bengals. Mm-hmm. Zach Ertz.
Do you have two Eagles on your starting lineup? Golden Tate plays for the Eagles now.
So
I didn't know that.
If they do, so if they do terrible,
when did that happen?
Like the trade deadline, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he honestly did not know that
in the last game.
Yeah.
I honestly
he did
know
pretty
that.
Good too.
I'm actually really surprised right now. I thought he's been playing for the Lions this whole time. I'm telling you, I don't watch NFL. Like ever since.
Oh, so you don't know about Dez Bryant then?
Yeah,
he got hurt.
Yeah,
he got injured.
He got signed and in a first practice tore his ACL.
If it's Saints stuff, I have to know.
Out of the season. Out for the season.
Yeah.
But they just signed Brandon Marshall.
Brandon Marshall is an old school quarterback. I mean, wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
But he's a
fuck. He could probably sling a ball.
He can fucking catch.
He probably could.
He can catch. He just can't hardly run anymore because he's old.
And he's always in trouble too.
He's like that too. What's his name from old Colts? Not old. Peyton Manning Colts.
Reggie Wayne, Marvin Harrison.
No, the white guy.
Brandon Stokley. The slot machine.
He's like Brandon Stokley.
Yeah. He's a good route runner. He wasn't fast. He just could run routes perfectly, and he can catch. Yeah.
But yeah, ever since the Jaguars have been going downhill, I just quit watching. Like, literally, we were, like, killing it. We killed the Patriots. I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah, the Colts just beat the Jaguars.
They got their ass beat by the Colts.
Yeah, they did. No, they got their ass beat by Eric Ebron. He had three touchdowns.
I know. Hey, guess what?
You got Ebron and you still lost?
Yes.
He's on your bench, wasn't he?
No.
Holy crap. You're terrible at fantasy football.
All right, dude.
What's your defense?
This week is the Colts.
Against who?
Titans. It's either that or the Jaguars versus the Steelers. Because I got the Jaguars.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a better choice.
Yeah. I don't believe that. I'm going to keep the Colts because I don't care what y'all say.
No, I was saying the that's Colts are a better matchup. Pick because Steelers are good.
And the Steelers are going to kill the Jaguars.
Yeah, they're just like picking it up right now.
James Conner is a fucking beast.
Yeah, he's really good. No bell needed.
All right, I'll read my lineup to you. The lineup that beat
that beer's getting worse and worse.
Put it in his cooler.
Yeah, well, no, it's not,
dude. It's not getting hot. I promise you that.
It's already hot. It's got cinnamon in it.
All right, I'll read my lineup.
What's your lineup?
This is the lineup that beat Kyle Ferguson last week.
Number one, he was undefeated at one point.
Cam Newton at quarterback. Okay, he's questionable this week though, but I have Drew Brees as a backup just in case.
Either one's good.
David Johnson, Kerryon Johnson, Julio Jones, Alshon Jeffrey.
I was waiting for another Johnson.
O.J. Howard, Calvin Ridley, Chiefs defense, and Vinatieri. I just picked up this week.
The Chiefs defense? You know they're like the worst defense in the league, right?
That ain't it, Chief.
They got me fucking 12 points last week, something like that.
All right, I'll buy that. They play the Rams this week. You don't need to put them in.
Dude, that's going to be a shootout. What are you talking about? Either way, both of those defenses are going to be terrible.
Yeah, you're right.
It's either the defenses are going to win or the offensive are going to win.
It's going to be a shootout for sure.
Yeah, most likely.
Or maybe it'll just be a regular game. I'm not a sports guy. I mean, I'm a sports guy, but I'm not an analyst. I'm not an analyst.
I'm not going to take a chance on another defense and end up losing a team that's actually doing well.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I won with that team. So
I got to turn my computer off because it's still got this cheesecake stuff on there, and it's really pissing me off.
I really
got
to pee.
Speaking of pissing me off.
All right, so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Sounds good. And we're back.
All right,
is that okay?
Yeah,
that's all right.
I drained the main vein, guys.
He cut his carotid artery.
Oh God!
That's not, that, is that not that's, a vein?
No,
no.
You literally said artery.
I know, but okay.
By that, I mean.
In all fairness, I'm not sure the difference.
I peed through my wiener.
All right, we're not moving on. We're going to talk about sports, or I say we are. Harold and Ginger are going to talk about soccer because I don't know.
It's just one about quick thing.
All right, go for it.
So I'm a huge fan of this player named. Well, I say huge fan. I used to be a huge fan. Not really anymore. His name's Marouane Fellaini. He plays for Manchester United.
Can you spell that?
Yeah, M A R O U. Oh shit. M A R O U N.
No, M A R O U A N E.
I was gonna say A, but I was confused. So that's what it was. Anyway,
I was just kidding. You could have ignored me.
He's a Belgian professional soccer player,
and he plays for Manchester United out of England. So he's well known because he has a huge afro, and there's not many players that have.
And he's like 6'4".
And he's 6'4". He's a tank.
He's supposed to be a center defensive mid, but he always plays striker or center forward.
No, he's supposed to be a striker, but they play him a center defensive mid. Whenever he played for Everton, he was definitely a striker, my man. He was striker there. And then he went to United, and then they were like, all right, you're a defensive mid now.
That's because he's 6'4" and slow, and he can't do anything.
Lukaku was 6'4"
but head
and
the
slow.
Ball.
Bukaki?
Lukaku, it's fast.
Lukaku.
So, yeah, that's what I
same
team.
Said. Yeah. So he is faster, a lot faster, but still, you don't have to be fast. Or you don't have to be as fast to be a striker.
It's preferred.
Yeah, it's preferred to be fast as center defensive mid as well.
Sebastian Giovinco.
Yeah,
He was fast as shit.
And he still is.
He's more quick than fast.
Oh, whatever he's term more, you want to use, he was swift. Really good on FIFA.
He's got acceleration.
He's pretty swift.
Have, like,
he's not quick or fast. He's like he's swift.
No, he's quick. I give him the adjective quick. All right.
Where are we going with this?
So basically, today, Mauro Anfilani shaved his afro, and it's the weirdest thing I ever saw in my life.
I think he looks good, man.
So he's like known for his afro?
Yeah. He heads the ball a lot. It's an icon. So that's why.
How's he head the ball with an afro? Does he keep it like in a ponytail, or is it just all crazy afro?
It's all crazy afro.
Hey, man, that cushion, it just...
Well, it's not cushion anymore. It's gone.
So do you think that'll make his...
He's going to miss the ball every time he goes to head the ball now.
I was going to say, do you think it's going to make him better or worse? And you answered my question.
He's going to miss the ball.
Picture of his face, man.
Is it when the ball smashes him?
He didn't
him?
Head that ball.
I already know what you're talking
he
about.
He faced that ball.
I already know what you're talking about. Yep.
His face is all the way on the wrong side.
Yeah.
That was there in the UEFA Super Cup final.
Yeah.
Between Real Madrid.
That was a big meme.
Looks like his
while.
Parents were cousins.
Yeah. Anyways, so he got a haircut.
Sorry, that was mean.
Really,
I shouldn't have said
that. It's really, really weird just because he's had that afro since he's pretty much started playing. Also, he has a brother that looks exactly like him. So I wonder if his brother got a haircut also.
Probably not.
Did his brother have an afro too?
Yeah.
It says something.
I mean. Like they
it
look
says something
exactly
about
I mean, you said it looks exactly like him. I know a lot of people that look exactly alike and have different haircuts, but I don't talk about that with their looks.
Well, they should.
It says something about he did it for his birthday.
Well, yeah.
Happy birthday.
He just said,
cut
I got
my hair off.
Pretty much, yeah. I think that's what he said on his tweet.
Ugh, sorry. You're not handling those beers very well, are you?
It's going okay.
I can say that he scores some clutch goals, man.
Yeah, he's the man. And everyone gives him shit for it. And I
like Fellaini. I'm not knocking him, man.
Everybody else does.
If I was playing center defensive mid, I'd want to play striker too. Just saying.
Especially if you're good at heading the ball and they're trying to cross it in every play.
Exactly.
And when the boss is literally saying, cross it to Fellaini. And everyone's like, no.
I don't know if they're saying it in that tone. No.
No.
I don't want them.
All right, what's the next topic? I'm done with this. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I'm mad.
You know what the next
Oh! Okay, hang on. Ready? Breaking news!
And now, breaking news with Harold Scruggs.
That was much better than what I did. I should have... let's try... Hang on. Breaking news! No, yours is still better.
And now, breaking news with Harold Scruggs.
Oh, you timed that perfectly, too, because it was
really
done.
Was right at the end.
As you
that
were.
That was nice.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Good job, Ginger. Proud of you.
So, the man has passed away.
Oh, I was having a shitty day
what
at
man?
Work the other day.
Stanley.
Stanley? Stanley died?
From The Office. No, I was having a real shitty day at work, and then I got a notification on my phone, and I was like, I have to go take a break, guys. I can't do this anymore.
It wasn't even that. I got a message from a friend in a group message, and it just said, RIP Stanley. And that's
I
the
wrote
same
that in my pass down. For my pass down log for work. I was like, today was really shitty. Stanley died. RIPSL.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
So, for those of you who don't know, Stan Lee is the co-creator of Marvel Comics.
If you're listening to this podcast, you probably know who Stan Lee is.
I'm
right?
pretty sure everyone in the world knows who Stan Lee is.
Anyway,
he's in every single Marvel movie. And if you haven't seen a Marvel movie before, then you're lying. So, because they're huge.
Yeah,
so.
But he makes cameos, just random characters. If they were to see those out of context of the Marvel comics, they wouldn't know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, but they still know who they are. Like, they still know who he is.
Anyway.
They would know his name.
The three of us know who he is, and we're going to talk about it for a minute.
So growing up, I was huge into comic books. I read Wolverine. I read Spider-Man, X-Men, like all different kinds of stuff. Mainly Iron Man. He's my favorite growing up. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it kind of hit me a little bit, and I was like, man, this sucks. Like, Mac Miller passed away. That's like one of my favorite rappers growing up. Chris Cornell passed away like last year. That hit me pretty hard. And Stan Lee hit me right in the heart, dude. It's sad.
See, you're
all your idols
right
all your idols are dying, man.
Yeah, man, it's pretty upsetting actually.
Yeah, well, but now you got this to look forward to.
I will say though,
hey, he was 95 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, I was going to say.
A good life.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Like, he lived a long time.
He was literally in every Marvel movie.
Yeah.
that was created until his death.
Yeah, he definitely lived a full life. I'm not gonna cry about it.
Do we have a visitor? Somebody knocking on the door?
I don't know.
I think they're fucking with us.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. Oh, but the other thing I was gonna say though,
I dropped my phone again.
R.I.P. The other thing I was gonna say is there was a lot of people that was like that were saying they were really upset about it also. But I was like,
they probably had no real attachment to it.
Exactly.
I think it was more like this is a big deal. I want to be involved with it.
Yeah.
I hate those type of people.
Everybody on social media was like that. And that's why I didn't say anything about it on social media. I didn't want to just because everyone else was.
I just retweeted some other people that said.
Yeah, I just like a lot of wrestlers posted about it. So I'd favorite their tweets and whatnot, but I didn't really say anything about it just because everyone else was like, oh my God, I can't believe Stan Lee's gone.
I don't feel bad about it because the man lived the life he wanted to live.
Yeah, he lived a great life. I don't feel bad.
I mean, towards the end with the whole elder abuse and all that.
He's still going to be
in
every...
It's pretty fucked up, but...
He's still going to be in every Marvel movie. They're going to put like his picture up on a wall or something. Or
I'm sure they'll try to CGI him
in a couple of them, maybe.
Yeah. I'm sure they will.
That'd be awesome, honestly.
I saw something on Facebook. One of my friends...
I mean, he will be missed.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But one of my friends had posted just like what six superheroes would carry his casket at his funeral, and that's a tough question.
It'd be Captain America.
But the but the one that I saw was like it said Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. That's my first one.
Superman, Batman,
mm-hmm.
The Hulk, Wonder Woman,
Batman.
Yeah, they didn't know what they were talking about. It was some old lady that was like, oh, superheroes. Just like the people Batman, you're talking about, just trying to get involved with it.
Yeah.
Isn't Batman a part of Marvel?
All right, so what would be your six choices?
Spider-Man.
It'd be the original Avengers, man.
You can't say the Hulk because that'd be weird for everybody else.
Well, he would just kind of hold everybody up.
He would hold the casket himself.
He's definitely one finger.
But the Hulk's definitely on it.
Yeah.
It's Spider-Man, Hulk, Wolverine, Captain America.
Iron Man.
And Thor. Yeah. I love Thor.
So I also love Thor. You can literally say any of the early comics because it was such a big part in all the ones.
Arguably, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man would be a number
Spider-Man's
one.
The biggest
Spider-Man's
one.
In the top three superheroes.
It's not even
like,
just that. He had a big,
No. And I'm not even talking about Marvel super. I'm talking about like superheroes.
Yeah. That's one
obviously,
of his originals.
Obviously, like if we're talking about popularity in all forms of like media, it's going to be Superman.
Yeah.
And then Batman.
Yeah.
And then Spider-Man.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
That's, yeah.
I would even put Spider-Man above Batman.
Well, yeah, they both had the animated series, they both had their movies and blah, 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 video games and whatnot. But I just feel like Batman has this thing about his situations where he's going to be number two all the time because of his thing with Superman.
I mean, me personally, I love Batman more than Spider-Man.
Right. Oh, yeah. See, I'm kind of the same way, but. I prefer Marvel over DC.
I do too. And when I say
in
prefer,
a way,
I mean I hate DC.
See, I don't hate DC. I really like DC.
I like DC a lot.
I like Green Lantern, not the movie, but
I was about to say the movie.
We talked about that. Yeah. I was like, no, I don't like
Ryan Green Reynolds.
I love Ryan Reynolds. Anyways, keep going.
No, that was it. That's just like he created like. If you made a list of like the top 100 superheroes of any genre,
Spider-Man would be top three.
But Stan Lee would be the creator of, 80 of them.
Oh,
exactly, yeah.
He was a hero.
Well, whole,
he was a hero to a lot of
the
people.
Whole Marvel
he,
DC.
He got a lot of people like through hard times by inventing these characters that they could lose themselves in and want to be and want to grow up to be
or look up to.
He was a role model for a lot of people. And without being a role model himself, he just created all these role models for a lot of people.
And that's just amazing in itself.
Yeah.
And he did that.
Yeah.
So, RIP to Stan Lee, man.
Yeah. Ginger, you have something to say?
The whole Marvel versus DC thing, it was just a back and forth thing. They would each create characters.
Copy each other.
Yeah, one made one and the other one made one that was just like it. And it wasn't like always DC stealing from Marvel or vice versa.
It was back and forth.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, the creator of DC Comics, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he used to write for Marvel. He used to be...
Yeah, I don't remember his name either.
I mean...
it's the guy from...
I'll
Jay and Silent Bob.
I'll look it up. Malcolm Wheeler Nicholson.
I'm just kidding. I know it's not that guy.
Talking about Kevin Smith?
Yeah. I know it wasn't him.
But. Oh, Kevin Smith. Oh, my God. Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Got his name.
But I'm saying him and Stan Lee used to be like a tight thing.
Like best buds.
I can't remember exactly what I was watching. I was thinking it was that real life superhero show they had on.
Modern Marvels.
Yeah, Martin,
Modern Marvels.
Modern Marvels.
You are a Dexter meme, sir.
I'm about to say that. Tell me something.
That's a callback joke.
But they were mentioning stuff about like the whole Stanley and DC thing and all that, and how they split and all.
Modern Marvels.
It was just a big fallout.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, both of them were great creators. They both had great superheroes. But Stan Lee.
Stan Lee was on a whole shelf by himself.
He was just a great person.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because, I mean, if you ask anybody, they're going to know who most people are going to know who Stan Lee are. They can't name anybody else.
Yeah.
I couldn't even name one, and I used to read comics. So.
Right,
It's been that long, but. Yeah, man. That's sad stuff.
Sorry for the downer, everybody.
No, it's not a downer. It's an upper. He lived a great life, and we're all going to miss him. But anyway, we got more breaking news coming at you.
Yeah, so the next section of breaking news is actually the wildfires that are going on in California.
I don't know a whole lot of details other than one little detail that we'll talk about in a minute, but you go ahead. Do you know any details about the fire? Like how many people it's killed or something like that?
I think it's
that?
About 40.
40 as of this day?
One campfire killed 49 people.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's a lot more than 40 then.
Yeah, I was about to say.
No,
because I saw that on the news this morning.
What I wanted to touch on was Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, they hired private firefighters to save their house. So
that's smart.
It kind of is, but also thinking about it, like, in the future.
I was being sarcastic.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
it is, and that's what I was about to say, is, like, in the future, like, what's going to
really
happen
selfish.
Is everything is going to be just, like, burned down, but little squares of, like, houses and stuff, and that's going to be where the rich people live at.
That's really fucking selfish,
that's what
in
the
my
future
opinion.
Is, man. That's crazy.
I mean, I get it. You don't want to lose your house and shit, but you could use that money to help save other people's houses.
Well, that's the next part I was going to go into is Miley Cyrus and the guy. What's the guy that she's dating? Thor's brother. I don't even know.
Is she dating him?
Yeah, they're
back
together.
I don't know
again.
His name. Something.
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth. So they actually, their stuff got burned down, but they got $500,000, and they're actually putting it towards building back their whole community.
I mean, yeah, because they have the money.
Well, so Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
That's what he's saying.
That's what I'm saying. They have the money, so give it back to the other people.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
build up yours and everyone else's stuff.
There's two different kind of people in the world, dude. There's people.
Yeah,
that
terrible people and nice people.
Yeah, exactly.
Two types of people.
Exactly.
You can be a good person or you can be a bad person, and you can make that decision.
I get it. You
want to
save. You get it. You want to save your stuff, but it's just stuff.
Yeah.
People's lives are like. Ruined because of this, and
you could have all you're worried about is your stuff.
All that money you paid. I mean, the firefighters. I'm sure they paid. Their houses were destroyed.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that doesn't make any sense to me. How you can hire firefighters?
I feel like if you have that much money, it doesn't matter. You can probably buy anything.
Yeah, you're probably
you
right. But okay, we've talked about terrible people, which is a great segue into this part of it. We know a guy. speaking of terrible people, his name is Raheem.
Raheem Khan.
And he, you know, me and Raheem have this thing where we kind of pretend not to like each other. Or
like
I kind of pretend not to like him, but it's not like I'm not pretending as much as I really.
He doesn't like Raheem.
I don't not like Raheem. I like Raheem.
Raheem's one of my good friends.
Yeah, right. And I mean, we get along.
Harold's closer to the other cons.
Yeah.
Well, the other cons are cool.
They're all right.
But one of them showed up tonight. It's 40. What was 38 degrees?
It was 40.
It's 38 degrees at this.
Yeah,
38
degrees. He showed up to the restaurant outside in flip flops. Was like, my feet aren't cold. And I said, you're a liar.
He's like, my feet are. He's wearing a jacket. His nipples are harder than fucking diamonds. And then he's like, I'm not even cold.
About to cut through that Adidas jacket he's wearing with flip flops on.
I'm not even cold.
But their brother Raheem.
I don't want to be mean
because I do like Raheem.
I don't understand the reasoning behind him doing this.
It was like the fire, the forest
the
fire,
wildfire.
The wildfire.
He's in California.
Right, yeah, he is in California for medical school.
There you go.
So he's standing like on a hill or a mountain or whatever you want to call it, and in the background is the fire.
He's overlooking this wildfire.
And he's wearing like a polo button down and sunglasses, and he's doing like an Abercrombie and Fitch pose where he's just staring off into nothing.
Yep.
And then, okay, that's one thing. But then at the,
in front of the fire. The fire's in the background.
The fire's in the background like as an aesthetic. You almost spilled beer all over our system.
No, I didn't.
I watched it.
As my
There's room. Fire in the background of this picture. Like the worst part of it. There's smoke everywhere. You can see flames. And at the bottom of the screen is his Bitmoji with like fake fire behind it.
With giant flames behind his Bitmoji. It's half the screen.
I thought it was very distasteful.
I actually didn't notice it the first time, but that's because I didn't really
know what was going on.
Yeah, I just looked at him. I was like, oh, he's doing I was one like, of those pictures.
This is fucked up, man.
It
was bad.
I showed it to David, and I was like, do you see what Raheem posted, man?
I didn't connect that was the fire that was going on.
It was the California wildfire that's killing people, and he's having posing a photo shoot.
David told me to send back people are dying, and I did in the group chat, man. I was like, people are dying, man.
We were at dinner tonight, and like I said, we were with his brothers, and I said, have y'all seen what your brother has posted on social media? And they were like, no, and I showed him, and they called him immediately, and was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know people are dying right now. You're a terrible person. They were just reaming him, man.
They love giving Raheem shit, though.
Oh, everybody does. Raheem gives people shit all the time. That's why me and Raheem have a thing, because he doesn't bother me as much as...
Well, Raheem loves to do this thing.
He's a troll.
Mac hates John Cena.
I hate John Cena. And he always is like, John Cena's the best. And it bothers me. It doesn't bother me because a lot of people think John Cena's the best. And I understand that because you may be a mark, you may not be, which is, we'll talk about that on the next podcast. Taking a slam.
But Raheem knows nothing about wrestling.
Right. And he's just like, John Cena's the best. I hope Brock Lesnar beats everybody. And it doesn't bother me that he says that. It bothers me that he's trying to bother me.
Yeah.
And I know that defeats the purpose of, like, getting mad. Like, I shouldn't get mad because I know he's only making me mad because I'm getting mad and vice versa. And he did it one time when he was over at the Van Cleef Pool Hall, which is my uncle's house. And I went and got my dog, and I put him on a leash, and I was like, hey, Ocho, let's go. And
they're deathly afraid of dogs.
Yeah, and Ocho's big.
All the cons.
And if you tell Ocho to get him, he's going to try to get him.
Oh, yeah.
And Raheem ran to his car and got in, and Ocho was just standing up on the window barking at him. It was hilarious. He was like, okay, I quit. I'm done. I won't do it ever again, I promise.
It's funny. He's tried to do that whole John Cena thing with me, too, but I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't.
He's like, John Cena's the best. I'm like, he's okay.
But it's not even just like about wrestling. He does it for literally anything I say. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to go with the opposite and just see if I can get
it. That's not just you.
He's a troll.
He does that with almost everybody. Yeah.
I know, but I'm me, and I have
a temper. Everyone.
He's done it to everybody at least once.
He's done it to me.
A lot.
Oh, I'm sure he's done it to me. A lot.
And I've wanted to punch him in the face.
I saw you punch a tin roof because he made you so mad. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was scary. I was scared for my life, and I wasn't even in the workout.
I broke the tin roof.
That's impressive,
punched
actually.
Punched through it. Of like a dugout. It was scary.
It was one of the Van Cleef softball fields. He was kept talking shit to me, and he kept coming
up. They were on the same team.
He kept talking shit.
Is this like during TBL or something?
No, it was soccer. It was like 3v3 soccer.
Oh, gotcha.
And
me
and like two other guys that aren't very good at soccer.
I was already mad.
Yeah, we beat them, and then like we were already kind of talking shit. But then like I noticed Ginger was getting mad, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna stop.
I'm done.
And then Raheem was like, dude, Ginger, why didn't you pass me the ball? Something like that, just like talking shit.
I gave him
fair warning. I was like, leave me alone, man.
No, it wasn't just fair warning. He said it multiple times. He was like, stop. And even me and like Jacob Fair and like Hayden, we're all like, dude, stop. Please stop. And Ginger was like, stop. And after that, I was like,
I punched the chain link fence first.
Yeah.
That's smart.
It just shook. And then that wasn't enough. He still kept coming at me. And then I was just like, it was just building in me. I was like, either I punch this fucking roof or I punch Raheem in the face.
Yeah. And it was right through the roof. And then when he was leaving, there was like a gate, like one of those, I don't know, like a barricade gate.
Yeah.
He like knocked it over. It was like
chained together. Up.
It was chained together.
Broke the chain.
Yeah. It was pissing me off. I was just mad, man.
Yeah. Hey, man, I've been there. I resorted to go getting an animal to attack a person. So I've been there.
I almost attacked Raheem.
I like how our breaking news segment turned into a why do we hate Raheem section.
No, but Raheem, I don't think Raheem meant ill intention.
No, he never does. He just likes to push people, and I guess that's a thing. It's whatever you want to do. It's 2018. Well, there's no judgment.
Even with the picture, I don't think his intention was to push
right, people. He wasn't like, oh, look at these people dying in the background. He was more like, oh, let's get a modeling picture for my portfolio.
Cool picture.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been taking a lot of pictures like that. So not in front of a fire, yeah. But
he's taking a lot of pictures in front of a bunch of dead people.
It's been like at the beach and stuff like that.
So
he thinks he's good looking. He ain't.
I don't know. Like California, man, brings out that radiant skin.
Anyway, do we remember what we were going to talk about else on the breaking news other than the house being haunted? Or was that
I think that was it. The house being haunted was the last thing.
Our $15 table studio is haunted.
Yeah.
$15 table studio.
Yeah.
Go ahead and talk. All right.
All right.
So the news on this is last podcast, Harold sits in one of our kitchen chairs.
He's too cheap to get a rolly chair.
He has one. He just forgets to bring it every single time.
Yeah. I do.
I literally sat in it the last time we watched UFC at his house. And he's that's the chair I'm going to bring to your house. I was like, all right, man.
Never brought it.
It's in my sunroom, like literally right next to the door when I leave. And I always see it. Like, well, I don't see it is what I'm trying to say. I see it when I come inside from work, but I don't see it when I'm leaving for some reason. So I always forget to
bring
it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
But I have these heavy iron chairs that I use. It's part of my kitchen set.
Right. And they're nice chairs.
Yeah, they're real nice chairs.
Not made for wood floors, though.
Yeah, definitely not.
And, all right, so last podcast, I put the chair up after we leave.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's part of my kitchen set.
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
That's because you were drunk.
Yeah, you're right.
I wasn't drunk, but I also didn't know that.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, there you go.
I know for sure I put that chair up. All right, so.
I believe you.
A couple of days passed because it was Wednesday whenever we did this. I come back. I'm gone Sunday because I was in Collins, Mississippi, doing some stuff at the hunting camp, refilling feeders and stuff. But I come back Monday morning. I look in my kitchen and the chair's missing. So I come back Monday evening and I ask David, "Hey man, what'd you do with that chair?" And David just fucking his eyes get real wide and he's like, "What the fuck are you talking about, dude?" And so I was like, because the first thing I
sure
had to say,
David didn't do it on purpose.
No, the first thing I said was, "Are you fucking with me?" And he's like, "No, man, I thought you moved that chair." And I was like, "No, man, I did not move that chair. I put that chair back."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Are you sure?" And he said, "Yeah, dude, I'm sure." I even went in here Saturday to get my hammock out of the closet because David's camping stuff is in here. Mm-hmm. And he says, I even went there Saturday and I did not see the chair in there.
This is crazy, man. So the whole house is haunted, not just our studio.
Well, it landed in the studio. So
something left the room to go get their chair back.
Or a ghost is trying to record a podcast.
What I'm saying. They went to go get their chair back so these three ghosts could record.
Either we have a ghost or we have somebody that's fucking with us. I think we have somebody who lives under the house, man.
Oh, is your house off the ground or have you got a slab?
The backside's off the ground.
Oh, it sure is, isn't it?
It's got a big old porch.
Yeah, I remember.
I got a half slab.
You almost fell down the.
I caught myself.
Oh.
So I guess it is almost, but.
Yeah.
I'm kind of butchering this story, but there's a little more to it. But
there's a ghost. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, the house is haunted.
I mean, I've told the story two or three times. It's kind of, you know, when you tell a story so many times, you're like, fuck it, I'll get to it. I get to this point.
I'll tell you some details and get to the end of it. I don't want to tell it again. No, you told enough.
Yeah,
the chair was here, and then the chair was not here, and then the chair's back.
No, but I swear, me and David had a fucking talk about this for an hour today. We were like, dude, I didn't move that chair. I moved that chair back there. And then when because I put my shoes on.
Crazy.
I put my shoes on in that chair every time I get ready for work because it's like the one closest to the
door.
Yeah, the walkway or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll just pull it out and sit.
I yawned.
Put my shoes on. But this Monday morning, whenever I got up for work at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was like, hey, where's my chair? I thought David and Carrie hung out that Saturday.
Right.
The Saturday before. So I thought they might have moved it and was just like messing around with it. But I come back that Monday evening and I talked to David about it. And apparently he didn't move it.
It's crazy, man.
Apparently.
We're just
going The thing is, Saturday, was it Saturday? One day Thomas came back. Mm-hmm. And I figured Thomas might have moved it afterwards. But I noticed our door to the studio was open.
Right.
So I came in here and checked.
Opened by a ghost.
No chair. No, because Thomas came in here and he was messing with stuff.
Of course he was.
So I came in Thomas. I came in to check and see what he messed with. And there was no chair. Nothing was messed with. So I closed the door like I normally do. Mm-hmm. Turned off the light and just left on my merry way.
Went along your day.
Yeah.
I don't like sitting here anymore.
So
yeah, that's your chair, Harold.
Not anymore. I'm not forgetting next time.
I'm going to bring my damn rolly chair and leave it here.
So something has messed with my chair in my kitchen and brought it into here.
Although I will say I'm going to leave this here because I don't want any ghosts coming after me. So I'm going to leave this chair sitting here.
Let somebody else deal with it?
Yeah, someone else can have ghosts coming after them because I don't want that.
Well, that chair is haunted, man.
That's all what I'm saying. I don't mind sitting here, but I'm not gonna mess with those ghosts.
All right, let's... It's been 30 minutes since we've checked our phones last, so we're about probably more than an hour at this point.
Yeah, so we can do the...
What's our last segment right now?
Yeah, Tyler's
Trivia. Tyler's Trivia.
All right, we're going to introduce a new segment here.
Yeah.
Like Mac's question of the day, we have... Play me some music. I don't care what it is.
Tyler Ginger Thornton.
Something upbeat. Tyler's Trivia Time.
I don't have any music on the soundboard yet.
I mean, honestly,
play it again. Tyler's Trivia Time.
I love it. Go. All right, that's down.
Good. All right.
Oh, wait, we can make it more badass if you want to.
What you got?
It's like a Stone Cold meets the Dukes of Hazzard.
There you go. All right, we'll have some music for this.
All right, go for it. Is this like me against Harold, or are we just trying to answer the questions?
Well, we're just trying to answer the questions.
All right, sounds good. How many questions?
We can do it versus. Who wants to do it?
Harold's going to lose a trivia.
I probably will lose a trivia. We can do versus. That's fine.
Okay.
Well,
How many questions we got?
Four.
Okay, cool. Let's do it once and see how it goes, and we'll make up some stuff after that.
All right. To answer first, you have to buzz it. You got to go,
Oh, perfect.
All right. First question. What was the first planet to be discovered using the telescope in 1781?
Venus.
Wrong.
That's probably Mars.
Wrong.
What? So, do we keep going?
Earth?
Wrong.
I mean, you could see Earth through a telescope.
All right. I'm going to give you the reasoning behind me choosing this question. I'm kind of a child.
Is it Uranus?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, Matt gets a point.
Just because it's his anus in it, you picked this question.
Here's how it'll go from here on out.
Wow.
If you don't get it on the first try, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
If you both get one guess, and then I'll give you a hint, and then the first one to guess after that.
Gets a 1 point.
All right, so Mac will get
or
the point for that
point.
One. Yeah, we'll do half points.
All right, cool.
So Mac has a half a point at this moment.
Sweet.
All right.
Fuck you, Harold.
Shut up.
Question number two.
I'm gonna kick Uranus.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm fighting words.
I don't have any explanations behind these questions. So as in to why they did this or what was going on in this situation. So
right.
In the 1700s. What did some residents of London purchase to avoid going to hell?
What? I have no fucking clue, man. In what year?
In the 1700s.
What did London people buy to not go to hell?
What did some residents of London purchase to avoid going to hell?
Pensions.
You didn't buzz in.
Okay.
Bibles.
That's a good guess, honestly.
I mean, I was just trying to think of something.
Wrong.
I feel like that's not wrong.
I mean, they probably did buy a Bible.
I'm not even going to guess. I'm just going to ask for a hint.
All right.
These are hard.
Do you have a hint ready, or you got to think of one right now?
No, I got one.
All right, go for it.
This is something you have to purchase when you purchase a car.
Insurance?
Ding, 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 ding.
He didn't buzz in.
You don't have to buzz in on the tiebreaker.
What? You never... Oh, my God. You're making...
I'm making it up as I go. Apparently,
in London, you had to purchase insurance to avoid going to hell.
That's so dumb.
You're just mad because you didn't get it right.
All right, we ready to move on to question
yeah,
three?
There's
yeah, sure,
three
why
three
or
four, yeah, you're so
Max will make up some more rules as we're going along.
Wait, I mean, I'm not saying you can't make up rules as we're going.
Okay.
Nobody made me leader of this outfit.
I don't think you realize what
from
kind of
now on, rules this is a new, kind of power you're this is a new segment, so you have to buzz in on every answer.
All right, sounds good. From here on out, I have a 1 point.
1 point to Mac. You still got a chance, Harold. This one's kind of easy.
I'm not giving up.
Never give up, John Cena.
You ready?
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I'm acting like Raheem now.
Question number three. Who was the second person to set foot on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Ding, 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 ding.
I didn't know that.
What up?
So it's all tied up now. Yeah. 1-1.
He was on the same shuttle that... Lance Armstrong. Yeah. Neil Armstrong.
Not Lance, Lance Armstrong. Armstrong did not.
Played a hell of a trumpet, but actually, he rode a bike.
I was like, what?
Maybe I should not be hosting this.
No, if you would have just not said anything, I would have thought that was the funniest joke that's been said on this podcast. But you messed up and said that you knew you messed up.
Shut up.
All you had to do was say, ha ha, just kidding. And it would have been hilarious. It's still funny.
All right.
Last question.
All tied up.
What up?
This one, you might not have to have a hint for this one.
We'll see.
Question number four, tiebreaker. What do bulletproof vests, fire escapes, windshield wipers, and laser printers all have in common?
Quit moving your mic.
Why?
Because it was buzzing.
They were all invented by women.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, women's rights, 2018. Let's go.
I didn't even get to hear the questions. So.
Play some congratulatory music for me.
No, thanks.
And our winner.
Thank you.
Willie Mac and Abbott.
Willie Mac. It's like Chasen trying to come up with a nickname for me. Did y'all hear that story?
I've heard it.
You were there, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Oh. Well, it was at David's house. So. But he was like, man, we got to figure out a nickname. What's your whole name? I was like, William Mac in Abbott. And he goes, how about Willie? Will I am William? William. Fuck. We laughed so hard because he's like, I just said your name again. Sorry.
And this concludes Tyler's trivia time.
I like it. I like trivia.
That was good.
I like it. Just do,
I'll
just
find some more interesting questions that
you
we can
just
actually
have a theme for all four questions that are like the same theme.
Well, yeah, but next time I'm going to find some questions. I kind of threw those together because I was at work and I was like,
bored at work.
No, what I did was I thought of the segment and I was like, oh man, that'd be a great segment. And then I sent y'all texts about it. And then I was like, oh, I got to find questions.
See, I thought you might have found a question that you wanted to ask us and then be like, oh, let's do trivia. But no, it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Max question of the day.
Now Harold has to have a segment.
Tyler's trivia. And
I already have enough work here. I don't need this.
Yeah, you do a lot for us, and we appreciate it.
You have to have something that has like H in it.
Well, Max, question
Harold's
of the day.
Hot topics of the day.
Well, now I have to change the name of mine.
It won't be that hard.
Quacks.
Yeah, Quacks. Max.
Question of the day.
Quack Max.
Change it to William.
Max.
Change it to William.
William's. Questions of the day.
Harold's hot topics of the day.
It doesn't have to have the same letter.
I'll think about it.
No, it doesn't have to. It just has to be a catchy title.
Yeah. Anyway.
Max question of the day.
So we're done? That's it? I didn't finish all six beers, though. Should I just chug them all now?
Yes.
No, you didn't do yours nasty beer either, so.
Well, it'd be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that sometimes.
I need to get a straw or something so I can talk man. And drink
I'll
at the same time.
I'll finish the next one.
Hey, man, it'd be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that. I'm going to get a tattoo that said it'd be like that sometimes.
Please. I'm going to get a Bob with the Bob tattoo.
And we all are.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Bob with the Bob.
Guys, we appreciate you listening to us. We've been here for a while talking about nothing. And if you're still here, we love you. Right, Harold?
And we love you.
Thanks for listening. Check back next week or whenever we post this. We don't really have a time frame.
Yeah, not yet.
But we'll I think we're going to have all of them put up by next week.
Planning on it.
Are you got to pee? Just say bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. Have a good night. We'll see you later.
All right. Bye.